Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. What are we talking about today? I was going to introduce myself, but I guess, and you, but I think everybody knows who we are. We are talking about the invisible self and taking calls for on-air readings. And I think what we're going to do, Neil, is take calls first and then get to our topic. We've got a couple callers in the queue, but we want to invite you to follow us, Neil and Kristen Baker, on Facebook as well as on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate the support there and on this site as well. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 to speak with us. And the number for further conversation is 562-596-7818. So let's bring on, we've got a couple callers, 920 and 212. We're going to be taking each of you. Actually, 212 has been waiting longer. 920 is next. So 212 is first, 920 is second. So bringing on 212. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm actually in a bit of a big transition in my life, and I'm sort of at a loss as to what's going to happen next.
Okay.
So I don't know that I even know my invisible self, but I think I'm getting there. I just was just calling in today to see if Spirit had any guidance for me.
Well, what's your name first of all?
Alicia.
Is that S-H-A or C-I-A?
It's S-H-A, and thank you for asking. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And what is your birth date, Alicia?
It's August 13th, 1970.
22, 29, 11, 2. Okay. All right, Alicia. And you are going to be 48 years old, correct?
That's
right?
Correct.
48, so you're 47 now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Which is actually the her day, 13 combined, and her 7 in the year. So your day is 1-3, which adds up to a 4, and then the 7 in your year is your current age, in fact. Oh, and then you're going to be 48, which happens to be your karmic, or your month and your day and sum, going backwards, 4 and 8.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're looking for a message from Spirit today?
Yes, I am. I don't know. I don't know how this goes. I don't know if you want to know more about the situation or.
Well, not yet. Okay.
Not yet. Just real quick. Let me ask you a few questions. Are you divorced?
No. Nope.
Okay. Do you have any siblings?
I have half siblings, one brother and one sister.
Now, are any of those individuals divorced or have children?
Children, yes, and divorced, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just had to figure out in your parameter why I was getting this, because some of your situation has to do with a family energy.
Ah.
See? So
in terms of her state of mind.
In terms of her state of mind, your state of being. So let me ask you something that might be a little bit difficult to answer, but has any mother or father been deceased or ill?
No. And, well, ill, not seriously, but in the past, yes.
Okay. And is there any, in your mind as we speak, do you have any ultimate future concerns about inheritance, relationship with parents, how there might be some quarreling going? Do you have any potential concerns about that?
Oh, yes, very much so. Acutely so, yes.
Okay, acutely
okay, so.
So
right
that's, see, that's why we had to ask these series of questions, because psychically sometimes it's a trail. You just don't hit the end of it immediately. So you go on a trail. And I would say that on a scale of 1 to 10, you're on a psychic level of interpretation. Your concerns are hit about an 8. So they're concerning.
So here, Alicia, can you just give a little bit more information about what is going on in this regard with the inheritance and your siblings? We may want to get your siblings' birth dates, too.
Yeah, so the inheritance thing is not really the – the acute issue, what's interesting is that I actually literally just had a conversation with my parents regarding life insurance and that kind of thing recently. It turns out that neither one of them have it. And the financial issues have been coming up because I have recently been unemployed for the first time in my life for the last 8 weeks. And so there's a lot of concern surrounding that as a whole, which has just been adding pressure to my current situation in need of their support when none of us truly are, you know, financially solvent, if that makes any sense. So there's just worry all the way around regarding money, inheritance specifically. No, the only conversations we've had are with regards to them not having, you know, life insurance and that kind of thing.
Okay, so there's no potential disagreement with your siblings regarding the inheritance that you're anticipating forcoming?
Not to my current knowledge or in my current mind, no.
Okay.
But there is a issue of inheritance and ultimately the security of that. And you just recently had a conversation with your parents about them having no life insurance. So that issue does ring a bell. And we're on the topic of finances, which now slides into your sense of your being of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some so at least from these psychics, there's some concern about your current situation that is validated on a psychic level, meaning that, you know, you just don't turn the corner, it's going to be rosy. There seems to be some working out of some sense of what you call the acute situation, which also has another variation to it that you might be concerned about in regards to employment and movement and things like that. I do see image energy, I do see a lot of mail, M-A-I-L, mail, like postal mail. Just, I don't know, there seems to be maybe perhaps a concern about something you would get in the mail or something you're waiting for, but that seems to be a floating image about awaiting something.
Maybe unemployment.
Well, are you currently awaiting, just not too much detail right now, Alicia, but are you currently awaiting for a response from a potential employer?
Yes. I mean, that's my daily state of being. That's my daily state of being, and I literally had to appeal an unemployment decision that actually turned around in my favor. So I not only am I waiting to hear back from potential employers, but on a daily basis, I have to hold my breath to see if I'm hearing back from unemployment as well. So, yes.
Right. That's what I said. Right. Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I said. Unemployment. When he said mail, I said unemployment. So you're not receiving benefits yet at this present time, correct?
Well, yeah, they did turn around the decision, and surprisingly, the benefits, once the overturn occurred, benefits did start coming in more quickly than what I thought they were going to. So that was a nice surprise.
But you're saying that you're still waiting to receive, you're waiting from, like, it's paycheck to paycheck with unemployment. Is that what you're
saying? Right, yeah,
waiting
exactly.
For unemployment. Okay.
And have you ever worked, have you ever worked in the back room, mail, correspondence, delivery? Anybody, you or anybody in your family that you know of, has ever worked?
No.
Nothing like that.
No.
I don't know.
Well, but the mail, could it be, you know, related to the
job? I don't know why. Have you ever done any retail or sales yourself?
Many, many, many lifetimes ago. I think as a lot of people do in college, it's one of the first jobs that I had, but didn't last long, and it wasn't a part of my overall career.
And with the job that you had, Alicia, were you laid off from the job?
Yes.
So what kind of work was that?
It was medical billing and reimbursement coding.
That's what the mail is, medical billing. She's sending out bills and reimbursement.
Yeah.
Don't you deal with a lot of mail in that job?
Well, it was actually, you know how everything is in this day and age. It's automated.
It's electronic. Yeah.
Exactly.
See, I'm old enough to be your father, maybe grandfather. I don't know, but you see, I don't work in that world. To me, everything is old fashioned. I mean,
why it came through as an image of mail to you, because that's what you're. Yeah.
See, I'm either the Pony Express or U.S. Postal.
Yes, I understand.
But, So I don't work in that world. My wife does, but I don't. So, So what I'm seeing is there's two things I'm seeing. One is that we jump forward to this year to September, and I'm seeing a change. In September. Something about September. Does September have any other meaning to you? Birth dates, anniversaries?
No.
So it's just the September date would be employment. Are you seeking employment? Are you still looking?
Yes, I'm still looking actively. Yeah.
Okay. So what? Okay, May, June, July, August, September. Our prediction, and you can't hold us to it.
No, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's September.
She might be able to get something temporary before something permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's getting unemployment, and she's looking for permanent work. And,
but can you make a certain small amount during unemployment?
I don't know. Perhaps. And were you ever hired or fired in September?
Many moons ago, when I did a career change, Yes. Well, you know what? Actually, right when I graduated from graduate school all those years ago, I started my first sort of career job on September 19th.
Okay. So now you see.
But that was, I'm talking like over 20 years ago.
Doesn't matter. It's still a vibration. So, I mean, anything being picked up, it doesn't matter when it happens in your life. If it happens, then that's significant.
Yeah,
okay.
And what we're doing, actually, we're going backward in time to realign the railroad tracks. So that we're kind of realigning the railroad tracks. So it seems like the reading's going backward in time to connect to something. We're realigning the tracks, coming to the present moment, so that now, instead of being off track, you're going to be on track. So by the time
September
comes,
around,
you
get
should get
job.
Something that, you're going to be happy.
Well, that's very, very encouraging. Thank you so very much.
Yeah. One other thing, to have you or anybody you know had to have anything removed from their face, superficial, a blemish or something, anything like that go on?
Yes, actually, last year I left a job that I had been in excess of 10 years, and my last boss was having those kinds of issues.
Oh, okay. That's good. It connects right to the job. So her boss had something removed.
Yeah.
Right, but it wasn't the job that I was recently laid off from. But this was a long-standing.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but it's still connected to the theme of job and employment.
Right, yeah.
So it's another validation.
Yeah. It's a validation. That's all it is, just for validation purposes.
Good, okay. Yeah, good.
Okay. Okay, Alicia, keep us posted.
Yes, well, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. It's given me a little bit of ray of hope. So thank you so much.
Oh, good luck to you, and follow us on Facebook. We would appreciate it.
Yeah, we sure would.
All righty, sounds good. Thanks so much.
Radio profile. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Oops, I cut her off a little early, but didn't mean to do that. Okay, 920.
Hi, my name is Amy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm sorry? What?
My name is Amy, and I was just wondering how you both are doing today.
Oh, Amy, thank you for asking. We're doing fine, and I apologize. I didn't hear you the first time. So
thank you
for repeating that, Amy. Is it AMY or a different?
It is AMY.
Okay. All right, Amy. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's your birth date?
It is 5/1/1961.
Okay.
Twenty-three plus five.
Five, six. 16 and seven. Yes, 23, 5. Okay. Now that we have the correct addition, I was one off here. 23 equals 5. What's your question?
Birthday
Amy?
Was yesterday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, I have quite a few things going on, but I guess I would like to know more about if anybody would be coming in my love in for a relationship.
Relationship, okay. And you are 57 years old. Okay, so yeah. So, Amy, first of all, your master number is 5, which we already said, but by 23, that's your karmic number. So in 1984, there would have been a change in your life. What happened in 1984? Can you go back in time?
Oh, yeah. In 1984, I had made, a move. I think I actually met my husband in 1985, if you're looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Well, any change that you had, but 1985 is, in the window, but.
84, I think I had more so a career change. It
That's
had more
okay.
to do with
That's,
career.
That qualifies. You had a career change. Yeah. Okay. And she's not on a 50. I'm trying to do the math here in terms of her. She's not on a multiple, but she's coming off, I think, on a division next year.
Yeah.
58, is that
well,
right?
Well, yeah. She's either 3 years or 2 years
right.
away, but that would be 2 years away from 55, so she's 2 years away because of the multiple of 23. So she's got 2 years away.
But she's 57. Seven.
She's 57, but
right.
five.
Oh, yeah. From, okay.
yeah. And 23 is either 3 years or 2 years away from a multiple
right.
of 25.
Five.
So, well, okay. So, let's start off here. Were you married at least 16 to 17 years? Let's ask that one first.
Yes.
How many years were you married?
Actually, we were together 17 years, which I consider married from the day we got together.
Okay. 1985, so that would have been 2002 that you got divorced?
No, my husband, he passed away.
Okay.
Okay.
So sorry.
So,
but it would have been 2002 then he passed away, is that right?
'01.
Just one, okay.
Oh,
so
or was it in 2000? It was either in 2000 or 2001.
Okay, that's
I think
okay.
it was 2000.
All right.
So
2000, yeah, 2000.
Okay, 2000. So I said 16 or 17 years, and you said yes, and you have the two numbers I picked, you said, yes, you're right, 17. Okay?
Yeah,
all right.
That is correct.
So,
mm-hmm.
So he, and then he passed on. Did he leave behind? Don't, you know, psychics, don't worry. Sometimes we're accurate, sometimes we're not. So don't worry about it. I mean, I've been doing this over 50 years, so I don't care anymore. But
I haven't been doing it over 50 years. I'm not 50, so
yeah.
Exactly.
Did your husband leave behind any pet, a dog or a cat?
Yeah, we had a cat together that, you know, she lived with me for quite a long time. He actually gave me that cat at one point.
Okay, so maybe your husband's coming through. Maybe. We could just be psychic and picking up on the vibe, but if it's true that we cross the line and we're getting the vibe from directly from your husband's soul or spirit, that could be a case in point. I do see, it's really weird, I see like a train set. I mean, you may not say, I don't know what you're talking about, so who cares? But I see like a train set, like trains. I don't know why, but did he have any, your husband, you might laugh and say, absolutely not, but did he have any hobbies? Did he make things or anything like that?
Well, when you say trains, I think of my father. He enjoyed trains. And he had an electric train set in the basement. He provided, you know, put up train sets around the Christmas tree.
Okay.
So
okay.
That makes me
so
think of my father who has passed on also.
Yeah, Amy, we probably have in spirit form your father and your husband reaching out.
Yeah, they were the two most important men in my life for sure.
Okay, so they're reaching out. And did you stop smoking? Were you a smoker?
Yeah, I was. And I did quit smoking maybe about 3 years ago.
Okay, so they said congratulations. You probably lengthened your life.
So I was going to say, so just adding up her her master number from the age of 23, so at 58 she would have a change. So just... And she's 57 now, but go ahead.
Okay, so you want to know about love life. So far we've got your father and your husband contacting us. We believe, that's what love belief is. And it's just not psychic, it's just not psychic visions. It's probably a contact from them. And so we got some several validations. Will you ask, is Amy going to have another relationship on this planet? The answer is yes.
Okay.
Now, the person that you will be involved with, he loves coffee. He loves coffee. A cup of coffee in the morning. If you go, you want to go to Starbucks. We don't care for much for Starbucks. It makes me nauseous. We like coffee. But he likes Starbucks. You know, he's a coffee guy, not an alcohol guy, but a coffee guy. He likes coffee. What do you think about that?
Well, my husband, he loved his coffee, definitely. And last night I was smelling coffee, like my husband was around me, and I was like, hi, honey, miss you, love you. And I think he came around to wish me happy birthday.
Okay, so here's what I got. You are going to be in a relationship, but the guy that you're going to be in a relationship with isn't the coffee guy. That was your husband still coming through. I guess he's just... saying, Neil, get your facts straight.
Okay.
So he seems to be a nice guy, but critical and kind of critical and a perfectionist.
I was thinking she was going to like meet Juan Valdez or something.
Yeah. Well, maybe. He's talking about a photo album with either a tie or a ribbon in it. There's two, like, love birds or something. I don't know. You know, I mean, you think, okay, photo albums, love birds, you know, what's the odds of that? Pretty strong. But he's talking about a ribbon or a tie. I don't know. Time on him.
Does that ring a bell for you?
Possibly. One of the things that comes to mind is the cards and things that maybe I tied up when he passed away. But, you know, we have a lot of pictures and things, you know, that I have kept that I still have, but the ribbon
is... Let me ask you something. Got it, because the readings have to be short. What's your opinion of ice skating? Do you like ice skating?
I have ice skated in the past. Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I enjoy it. I like to get out in the fresh air. And
what state are you in?
Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's well, because, you know, I mean, of course you can ice skate in the rink, but that would be a place where you can actually ice skate. You know, we can't do that here in California. But,
okay, so, so I'm not an ice skater. I think I did it once. I fell down and I put on my tennis shoes and that was the end of that. So I'm not into ice skating. So, and I don't think I've ever really performed a lot of readings with ice skating images. So to let you know, the vibration of your husband's very strong, but he wants you to be happy. So, you know, they're not on the other side, possessive or anything. I don't know, Amy, at least myself, I'm getting like he's in the food industry, something to do
with the new guy.
Yeah, the new guy. Food, restaurants, something to do with beverage. I don't know what it is yet, but that's your first hint. You are going to be in a relationship.
What kind of work do you do, Amy?
Right now I'm in sales. So
okay.
I'm thinking, you know, of trying different things maybe this year, but right now I'm in sales.
For what? What kind of sales?
Small business owners, finance.
Anybody in the genealogy? Anybody in your lineage with food or industry, restaurants?
No.
No. Okay. So this guy, now we're finally separating from your husband and we're getting more into the image of this guy coming.
Just out of curiosity, Amy, have you been in a relationship since your husband passed?
I've had one relationship that's on and off, but now it's totally, I'm just so done with it.
You're done. Okay.
Yeah, you know, you want a guy that is really comfortable about settling down and not just, you know, sex, and we'll see how long it goes until things wear out. You know, you want somebody authentic. I think that the guy that I'm seeing too, he wears a he's not all the time, it's not obnoxious, but he wears a necklace. I don't know why, but he's got a necklace around his neck. It's nothing, you know, disgusting or unappealing, but he seems to have. A lot of men don't wear necklaces anymore. A lot of them will wear a little cross or something or a star. But he seems to, I don't know. There's something, for your hints, there's something about food, beverage, restaurants, food, something like that. And something to do with this necklace that might be one of the key scenes for you to look for in the up and coming months. Have you had any arthritis, elbow pain, arm pain? Have you yourself experienced anything of that nature?
You know, in my wrists, I thought I have been feeling a little bit more arthritis. Sometimes in the spring, I may have a twinge, but it's been a little bit more exaggerated, I think, this spring.
You know what I think, Amy? You know, you're calling it. Have you ever called the show
I
before?
I don't think so. Have you called the show before?
You know, I called and I actually had a reading with you, David. This was probably about, I don't
David.
Know,
this
six,
is,
7 years
yeah,
ago.
There's so many shows out there.
No.
We're not David.
Yeah,
you
David.
You probably had somebody else.
Yeah. No, I don't think. How many years ago?
5 or 7 years ago.
7 years ago, we weren't on the air. 5 years ago, we were, but his name's not David. So, yeah. Yeah, you were on the air on different shows. But
so it's a different, it doesn't matter. You're calling about a relationship, and we are determining that you're going to be in one, and we're determining that you're 57.
58, there should be a change.
Yeah, you probably the year that you're 58, you'll be in a relationship. So that year, And I don't know, somehow it might be indirectly related to somebody who was in the food industry, or I don't know, maybe at one time. But you don't find the person unappealing or anything.
Well, that would be probably a good thing, considering she wants a relationship. First sign that the relationship won't work is finding the person unappealing.
Yeah, exactly.
But there must be a reason you're saying that.
Well, it could be that maybe the guides that are out there are showing me images of this guy coming, and he has something to do with the food industry.
But why would that be unappealing? I mean,
it's just weird. And then I see like the old-fashioned red wagons that kids have. I think they even had a movie about a red wagon, but about a kid and the red wagon you want for Christmas. But there's something maybe around December. Are there any birthdays in December in your family?
Yeah, there is. I have a mother and a sister.
Mother and a sister in December.
So that's a hit. You're getting a 5-minute reading, and you're hearing good things. You got your father, your husband saying hello lovingly. The idea of
giving his blessing for a future relationship.
Yeah.
And real quick, because we've got to move on to other callers, Amy, in terms of meeting people in your area, how would you go about doing that?
Well, I thought maybe about getting out and hooking up with more like psychic development type of people, trying to find people that are more like-minded as myself. So other than that,
well, you know what? It could be someone in the psychic field that deals with herbs or
tinctures or something like that.
Could be something to do with
nutrition.
Yeah, it could be somebody along that line. So go ahead and check out that area.
Okay. I hesitate. You've been so kind with your time, and as long as my husband's coming in, he did leave behind some land, and I'm just getting around to getting comfortable with selling it and getting, confident in selling it and wanting to get rid of it. Do you see that happening this year?
Maybe October. That would determine, to be more responsible with the answer, that would determine a deeper reading.
Yeah. I mean,
more than what we have.
Throwing out answers is not really
going through a deeper analysis of the land and the price and giving you a better sense of validation. But I would say my knee-jerk reaction is around September, October. That seems to be a time there.
But, again, calling on a future show or calling off the air would probably be the best idea for a more thorough analysis. Okay, Amy?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for your time, both of you. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Good luck.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Amy can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook. And the number for further
Lisa,
conversation.
Amy. Now we're going to have Angie, right?
What?
Aren't we going in alphabetical order with these things?
I guess. Lisa, Amy, and Lisa.
Oh, I thought you said Alicia.
Alicia. Oh, I thought you just said Lisa.
No, Alicia.
Lisa.
Amy, that's alphabetical.
Yes, you're right. It is alphabetical. Sorry, I was trying to give out the phone number and you cut me off.
Oh,
so let me do that. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation.
Yeah.
So you had me distracted. Yes, Alicia, Amy. And who's next? 443. What's your name?
Kathy.
Well, we are in alphabetical order still.
Hello.
Is it Kathy or Jack? Hello.
No, Kathy. Kathy.
Kathy. C or K?
K A T H I E.
K A T H I E. Okay, Kathy. And we can't hear you. Speak right into your phone, please.
Yeah.
Okay. My birthday is December 13th, 1953.
Okay.
Oh, is it December?
December, yeah. Okay, Kathy. Go ahead with your question.
My question is about retirement, when do you see it happening?
When do you see it? She's 65. You're going to be 65? You're 64
mm-hmm.
right now, correct?
Right.
Well,
you know, on retirement, just to, you know, you probably already know, goes up like 8% every year or so, and it maxes out at 70.
You have to project to
and,
predict when you're going to die and see
yeah,
what's going to be the better deal.
See what, you know, you have to kind of calculate if the amount that you're getting, if you wait long enough and you get that higher amount, if it's too late in your life, you know, you're better off taking it earlier than later.
Are you getting a pension or anything with the current job that you have, aside from just Social Security?
I will get a pension, and I do have some saving 401k, you know.
Okay.
And did you ever work anywhere, this is a big one, did you ever work anywhere between 19 to 21 years? Did you ever have employment that long in one spot?
Yeah, over 26 years.
Yeah.
At this current job that you're in?
Uh-huh.
So in other words, I see what we were seeing is that you were at one place for a very long time. We threw out 19 to 21 years. You said 26 years, which highly qualifies the feeling of you being at a place for in the, you know, the 20-year bracket zone. So that's
yeah.
a good sign. That's a good sign. It's probably going to be better if you take it earlier and enjoy it earlier.
Because I think what happens is, like Neil was saying, you have to wait. I mean, if you get a higher rate of, you know, benefits, it takes, like, what, 15 years sometimes to catch
yeah.
up.
Sometimes
so you won't.
15 years, so. You know, if you take it later, the amount of money you would have had if you hadn't waited,
had
you might
not
benefit. Be till you're 82 till it.
And then if you
up.
Don't make it, I mean, who knows what? You know, we're not predicting.
Yeah,
anything regarding that, but
you know,
yeah.
And you're gonna live. You have a good life. You have a good long life ahead of you.
What kind of work do you do, Kathy?
IT.
Internet technology.
Yeah. Yeah, like, mm-hmm.
What does that entail exactly?
Well, I don't know because I have a new job, so it's like, not sure yet.
Oh. You know what, Kathy, if you can hold off until 66, work one more year, hold off till 66, max 67, max, you're probably going to be safe. I mean, that would be the time. You're asking about retirement. That would be the time. I'm seeing three people under you. Do you have, just say, first of all, yes or no, do you have children?
No.
Why are there three people?
My husband has a son and a niece that he raised, and he has three grandchildren.
Okay, that's it.
So you're currently married, and your husband, the three is coming from your husband's side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I know, I feel really good about this. I feel really, you know, what's your question about retirement?
Yeah.
I mean,
am I going to retire this year, which I don't think I can last another year.
You don't think you can last another year?
Oh.
So you
yeah,
just changed jobs. You said you're doing IT now, but this is within the same company that you were working in previously?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a different type of job in IT. I've been in IT for 26 years.
Oh, I see. So it's just now it's a different, just a different facet of that. And you don't, you're tired of working at this place.
Yeah, I'm just tired, yeah. And I didn't know
well,
if it was going to be.
When you ask a question like this to a psychic, a psychic's supposed to be able to say, oh, my God, don't retire yet. You're going to be in a car, and you're going to be killed in an accident. Oh, my God, don't retire yet. You're going to be going on a vacation, and you're going to slip and fall. You know, in other words, if you do retire, we see something
bad
happening because you have free time. We don't see anything like that. So
yeah.
The only reason, you know, in other words, you retiring early is not going to set up the circumstance upon which you're going to get hurt because you weren't
mm-hmm.
working and you were at some place that you wouldn't have been otherwise. So you retiring at 65, you know, are you calling psychics? Okay. So, yeah, because the image I get around you on a retirement zone, I got this. Now, this is a good image. Don't think it's bad for the body. I got a lot of sugar. But yeah. Sugar, what's that? Anything with sugar for
no,
you?
No, I'm good.
You know,
I just laughed. Just
oh,
laughed.
You
because yeah. I eat too much sugar,
well,
too.
What?
You eat too much sugar?
Well, that's...
We're joining the club.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
get out of the box.
It's terrible. But but that's a validation because you do have something specific to say about sugar.
Sugar.
You eat
yeah,
it too much.
You eat it too much. Okay.
Wow.
But it's also a symbol. And so if we're on the radio... And we
we're on the radio.
We are.
Existential.
I'm an existentialist here. In and out. But since we're on the radio, we're getting this image, and we're getting sugar, and we're getting all these other qualifying validations, the idea of you're calling a psychic, can I retire at 65? Yeah.
But
I mean, our opinion
is but originally you said, Neil, 66 or 67. So aside from any increased benefits monetarily, Kathy, would there be any advantage to waiting to retire beyond what's already
yeah.
been stated on the show?
No,
no,
it'd be like another $15 every month. So no.
So
or other than,
yeah.
or other than putting more money in my 401k, but
yeah, no, we don't see danger, nothing, everything's fine. You know, if you're calling on a site to get a psychic slant on it, should I not? We're saying yeah. I mean, the 66, 67 was just the calculation. It wasn't a psychic requirement. So,
mm-hmm.
so you know, if I go at 65, I see image of the sugar, but that means sweet. It's going to be a sweet retirement.
Right. Right.
Okay, you're welcome, Kathy. Thank you. Hopefully that helps. Let us know when you retire. If, not,
okay.
if you don't hear from you before then, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
617 has been waiting for quite a while and has not pressed 1 to let us know that he or she wants a reading. We're not going
to
get to our topic. We have 13 minutes and we have another caller, 307. We're going to take 307 first. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Alyssa, and I just was wondering if you could just give me a general reading.
Alyssa.
We already did.
Huh?
We gave her, she was the first one.
No, that's Alicia.
Oh. I just saw your name.
I was like, no,
I'm
not
just
kidding. You
have he's hilarious.
I'm just pulling your leg.
Okay.
God. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
We haven't had a mess today.
No, I
should. Alyssa, is it L-A-L?
Don't feel bad.
No.
It's A-L-L-I-S-S-A.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Alyssa. How about a birth date?
9/17 of 79.
Okay. 17/27. Oh, wow.
43.7.
Yeah. Did we speak to you recently, Alyssa? I'm just, my brain is feeling like we did. Am I wrong?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
Wyoming.
Yeah, we did. I know we did. We did speak with you. Alyssa from Wyoming. There's something about...
Yeah, we did. We spoke to you. We spoke to you already. You have cleaning hours.
Cleaning,
seven
yeah.
hours a week, spiritual work.
Yeah,
yeah
you
want to
do spiritual work, shamanism.
Yeah. Okay.
Boy, how
yeah.
dare
there
you forget about
a month
it.
Ago.
Huh? Wait, say that all again.
Was it about a month ago?
Yeah.
Well, it was like, I think, a couple shows ago. But
Boy.
It doesn't matter. You're allowed to talk to us again. It's just,
yeah.
I was...
Yeah, I just...
Thinking.
I didn't know
we
that. I never seen this as a picture that on the radio blog talk thing, so I thought you guys were a new. Yeah, I didn't know I talked to you. Yeah.
Okay, so you hadn't seen our pictures and you didn't know it was the same show.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you can call anytime you want. Yeah,
but yeah, that's fine.
Just don't forget us.
I know.
Okay, yeah, I won't forget you guys.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Someone thought you were David.
Yeah, now I'm David. Now I'm talking to somebody that never knew. Okay.
So, Alyssa, well, let's go back since we did a reading. And 617, you are next. We're going to get to you in about 4 minutes because they were
okay.
waiting first. But anyway,
okay.
So, Alyssa, regarding what we told you last time we talked, has there been any forward motion in that regard?
Yeah, I have. I think I'm moving from Wyoming to a different part of Wyoming, and
okay,
and I'm going to try to start a new life there,
okay.
A new place.
All right,
so
and you were doing
that,
your own
is that
thing
a good idea?
Before, but you're not doing it now.
I'm not.
Right.
I want to do the shaman thing.
Yeah. When you're moving to a different location, you're moving to a different tribal energy, you're moving to a different geographical area of that might be connecting to a past life. There might be in that small area, even though it's within the state, you just may have better vibes there.
Than you do in the fled present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you do in the present in the soul energy, S-O-U-L. I am seeing, I know what Wyoming, you know, I've never been there, but I am seeing some water. No,
I have.
No one. But I'm seeing some water. I don't know, you know, maybe symbolic. It may be symbolic. Let me ask you something. In your whole life, did you ever, this is going to sound weird because I don't mean it to be a kid or a daughter, but did you ever raise a cactus? Did you ever have any cacti or cactus that you... Personally.
Yes, actually, I used to dig them up for my grandma. My grandma, that's so weird you said that. My grandma had a cactus garden on the side of her house. And I believe that, I was going to ask you guys, I believe that she's been coming and visiting me. I think she's around me really, I can feel her really strong. I think it's her, but I'm not for sure.
Okay, so,
it's possible because you got that image.
Yeah,
it's probably from the grandmother.
It's her.
Yeah.
It's her. That's her.
Okay.
But in terms of her being visited, probably because
it's
tying right into the reading.
It's you're right. She's been visiting you.
Yeah.
Is she
trying to tell me something or?
Well, she's okay. So what she's doing is she's sort of like guiding you, but more like just making sure you stay within the lane. You know, people who cross over, they're not initially guides. They go through their own soul journey up there and all this stuff. But she seems to be near you and just making sure you stay within the boundaries of the safe lane. So I think she's saying is make this move. It's going to be a good move.
Okay.
You know, and cactus have water in it. So there's something to do with a blessing going on inside of your journey.
She's
also talking about eyeglasses. So do you wear eyeglasses? Did she wear, a lot of people wear eyeglasses.
I need eyeglasses very bad. I need to go to the eye doctor, but she did wear eyeglasses too.
Okay.
So it's a double validation.
So that makes sense with staying in the proper lane. If we use the metaphor, you got to get your eyeglasses because maybe you're going to need a better perception of your vision. There's going to be an image of chestnuts. Or maybe almonds, but chestnuts.
She loved nuts. She loved nuts. She loved nuts.
Okay.
She had
so
her little cracker with her nuts. Yeah, she is.
Oh.
I know. I knew I felt her.
You know, she came to visit me this morning.
She did?
Because I just found, I swear to the doves in the heaven that she, I found a nutcracker.
What?
I found
when
I was looking.
Yeah.
A silver one?
I found
a
nutcracker. Yep, I found one.
Yeah.
He was looking for something to fix.
Here it is.
Fix something. Yes, there it is.
Here it is.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. That's weird.
There's a nutcracker.
Yeah.
And that was from your grandmother, so she probably knew you were going to be.
I haven't ever seen this nutcracker.
Yeah, I know. I found it. So she.
That is crazy.
I'm going to use it on you, I think, the next time we have words.
No, I'm going to use it on you, and you know what I mean by that.
No, I know. The metaphor is out of this. But she's here, so it's a good move. Good things are happening. And she even came by and knew that we were going to have this reading pie, came by and found that nutcracker.
Okay, real quick, we have to take 617. But is there anything with the body, because you were saying the body of water, is there anything about a body of water near where you might be moving?
There is there's a lake by where I'm going to be moving.
Yeah, that's the body of water.
There's a lake. Yeah.
I figured. Well, there's no ocean in Wyoming, but.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
So
well, I'm glad that. That move is a good is going to be a good decision for me, and I'm glad I know it's my grandma because I could feel her, but I didn't know for sure if it was her or not.
Yeah,
it's we think it's her. It's
okay,
her.
So there's a nice reading for you, connecting with your grandmother and validating the move is going to be good. And follow us so you remember us. We're on Facebook.
Yes, I'm going to follow you.
Yeah,
I'll remember next time I call.
Okay
thank you guys so much. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
God bless you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, 617 is our final caller. Hi.
Sorry. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. You guys are hilarious.
Well, we're glad to be entertaining someone out there.
My name
What's
is
What's your
Sheba.
Name? Sheba. Hi, yes. Sheep. I think we've spoken with you a long time ago.
Yes, a long time, yes.
What's your birth date again? I don't remember it, Sheba.
7/7/73.
Lots of sevens.
Oh, yes.
Lucky sevens. What's your question?
I don't really have one. Just looking for a general reading.
Okay. And you're a 34/7, yeah. Right? 2007. I'm real slow on the draw today with addition. 2007, there would have been a change, Sheba. What happened in 2007? Do you remember?
Just transition with work.
Work?
Yes.
Okay. Work. And,
oh, I decided to stop working.
I'm sorry?
I decided to leave my job.
You decided to leave your job
out.
Then?
Yeah, I was burnt out.
Okay. Burnout.
Any children? Do you have any children?
Yes, I do.
I can hear them in the background.
Oh,
you may
hear,
not. I don't know if they're yours in the background, but I do hear some.
I don't hear them, but my hearing isn't that great. But, do you have? Are there two children, or two, and then one another of a sex, or two of one sex, or what is it?
Yes, I have two daughters and one son.
Yeah. So you see that if I had heard anything, I'm not going to know you have two.
No,
one
no,
and
it's
one is the other.
Psychic. We know that.
So, so two. Okay. You know what? This is good. So far, good. Okay, so there's an image coming in, and it's the image is a gold wristwatch. So you're wearing the image is a watch on your arm, and it's gold, beautiful. First of all, let's see if it goes to something literal. Do you have any gold beautiful watches?
No.
Okay, so it's. So it's something coming from the astral plane. Did your mother have a sister?
Well, that's a complicated story, but yes.
Complicated story. Can you tell us, like, in a minute why?
I have a mother that's deceased, and then I have a mother that adopted me. So that's why I said that was a complicated question.
So which one had the sister?
I think we might get kicked off because we're not on
they
the
both,
internet.
They both do.
Okay.
Okay,
we're
not on
the
internet.
We're
going to get kicked
off the air because we had to call in today.
So
first of all, Sheba, call us back on Friday so we can give you a better reading for if
Friday,
you're able to.
Okay.
But go ahead, Neil.
Friday, what time?
This
9 a.m. Pacific. But in terms of today's reading, because we have 60 seconds, so we're going to get cut off. You won't hear it.
Okay.
So far, it's a continuing story. It's like a series. It's going to be Sheba 2.
It sounds like
a
gladiator film.
It's a real cliffhanger. We got a gold watch on your arm. We got your mother's sister coming in, two kids, and one kid, okay, so it's a real cliffhanger, but something sweet, something good is coming about watch, about time. And I want you to be aware of the month of October. So continue that note, too, about October.
Yes.
Anybody born in October?
No.
Okay, so maybe
so October,
something forthcoming.
October coming up, and then the other month would be March. But we got those 2 months.
So call us on Friday
okay.
and follow us.
I will.
We can post our show on our Facebook. So that's on our Blog Talk Radio site. We are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, everyone. Hope you join us then. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.